chapter 3. Verse 3. I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. Verse 5. I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Verse 6. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. Verse 7. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. Verse 8. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. Verse 10. You are Israel's teacher, and do you not understand these things? Verse 11. I tell you the truth, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony. Verse 12. I have spoken to you of earthly things and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? Verse 13. No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Verse 14. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. Verse 15. That everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. Verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Verse 17. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Verse 18. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. Verse 19. This is the verdict, light has come into the world, but men loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Verse 20. Everyone who does evil hates the light, and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. Verse 21. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done has been done through God.